COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually. Yeah, what's happening, people? Happy New Year. It's 2024. It's actually the 11th of January. You'd think I would have a New Year podcast up by now, you f***ing bastard! But anyway, here we are. You know, the time flies when you're having a fucking nightmare. We're here. We're here, we're queer. First of all, see, before we get started, I just want to tell you guys that the big man is doing a tour of the south of Ireland. I'm going to the southern hemisphere of Ireland to do these gigs. Okay, that's enough of that. We kicked off the Overkill tour last year in Vicar Street, which probably should have been included in this this tour. But we've decided to go further afield. So in March, on the 1st of March, I'm doing Letterkenny. That's sold out, as far as I know, because they were trying to add more shows. And I was like, hold on here. I don't want to be going like, sold out in Letterkenny. And then they add another show, and the second show has 9 people at it. I'm like, technically sold out 1. What's happening, 9 people in Letterkenny? And then there's a big gap there. And then 20th of March, the fuck, bro? Limerick's, is that my headphones? Limerick, Dolans, Galway, Roisin, Dube, whatever the fuck. We're in Cork at Cypress Avenue on the 30th of March, 31st of March, the TLT Drogheda, and 7th of April, Dundalk Spirit Store. So if you go to colingettis.com, you can get tickets for that. And that's, listen, I just had to get that out of my system, you know, I just had to get it out there.
Will you fuck up, Tate?
Come see me. We're also, you can also come see me at the waterfront with, my show Goat. Get us on another tour. Yeah, boy, you guys killing it with the fucking names. And that's in November at some point. I'll tell you something. Let me let you into the world of comedy, my guys. That show isn't even written. That show, I haven't put pen to paper. I've put pens to paper. You know, I'm seeing things. I'm going, oh, Hawkins might get a touch here. Oh, Epstein's back in fucking business. You know, I was talking to William Thompson last night, and he was like, it's all... Shut the fuck... What? It's because I'm hooked up to the computer here. I was talking to William Thompson last night at Lavery's Comedy Club, which has also returned, if you want to get some tickets for that, for shows throughout the year. He said, you know, the Stephen Hawkins thing at Epstein's Island, he goes, it's almost like too easy. You know, everyone's going to do the same jokes. And I was like, wait till the big man gets his teeth into that. I've been waiting all year for something like that. You know, my time to shine, baby. You want to hear Epstein bits? Get us his ear for it, you know? He's ready to rock. I'm locked and loaded for the Epstein bits. So that'll be fun. Of course, the flight logs were released. We're getting into that straight off top. I mean, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, anytime things get a wee bit too serious in the world, people decide to divert your attention, you know. You know, you see, like, you know, Palestinian refugees, you know, walking, being evacuated out of a small bit of Gaza, you know, waving a white flag, and then some Israeli sniper just takes out one of the Maz. He's walking along with a child. Absolute dog people. And the people doing the shooting, that is just to clarify for any fucking gimps listening to this. And you know, things get a wee bit too serious, and then people are like, oh my God, what's going to happen here? We're about to cause some sort of revolution. And then they go, oh, don't get too carried away. Hawkins has been bucking, you know, dwarves on an island. You know? Oh my goodness, the world's a disaster. You know, if the world's literally falling apart, no. And they're just like, don't worry about it. Hawkins has been making midgets do maths on a chalkboard that was a wee bit too high. So specific, so freaky.
Will you fuck up, Tate?
Darkness. You know? Hawkins, bro. Because they did, I mean, like, it's a nice way to divert the attention. Maybe, you know, Hawkins, you know, because he's dead, everyone can get laid into him now. Choked to death, I've been poisoned by the Russians. Mossad, fucking poisoning the Nordic spirits. But you know what I mean? You know, there's plenty of questions to be asked. People, you know, people are like, what about the Clintons? You know, Clinton was on a lot. You know, I'm sure there was people going to that island for a business meeting who didn't even know there was a bit of noncery going on in the background. They just went to do some deals or whatever. But then, you know, when you go, like, a lot of times, what was it, like 50 times? It was probably way more than that. When you go that many times, you're like, come on, bro, you've got your own room over there, like, don't you? I was going for the, I enjoyed the food over there. That's my Hillary Clinton impression. Oh, for fuck's sake. But yeah, just full of fucking weirdos. Hawkins made it over. I mean, I talked about it in the Bomb Squad podcast, but what an absolute shift put in by Hawkins. You know, I hate traveling. I mean, there's nothing gets you motivated more than a bit of evil noncery. Because if someone told me, do you just even, this is what I've learned the older I've got. You know, I've been to some places. We went to like Mexico on honeymoon, and once you flew for fucking 11 hours and did a bunch of transfers and whatever, you get in there, you get into the resort, looks like all the other resorts, and then you get your fucking cocktail and you sit on the fucking lounger on the beach that literally could be fucking anywhere. And I remember thinking to myself, could we have got a top tier resort and a beach and a sun lounger and a cocktail in like Portugal and not had to fly halfway around the fucking world? You know, if Hawkins really, I keep calling him Hawkins, if Hawking was like, if Big Steve was like, you know, I just want to enjoy a bit of five-star treatment on a beach somewhere, bro, you can go anywhere. You know, there's places in England that are nice during the fucking summer. You know, you got to get to the airport, you got to get the fucking passport stamped and all, his wee passport photo, you know? And, you know, get on the plane, boarded first, you know, probably, and then fly the whole way there. You'd be in fucking tatters, you know what I mean? And then you'd get off, but, you know, that's what you need. That's the fire under your arse that you need when you're an evil nonce. You know, everyone's been going like, oh, it's Disneyland for pedos. But then at the same time, Disneyland is Disneyland for pedos. You know, if you wanted to, you know, maybe not fully commit to the Little St. James, maybe you're not in that realm of elitism, take yourself to fucking Disneyland. I'm retarded, but you know, if you want just a day out of noncery, Disneyland. You know, I know people go to Disneyland regularly who have families, and I know people who go regularly who don't have families, and those people do have questions. Yes, you know, I'm 37-year-old man. Like, do I want to go to Disneyland? Absolutely fucking blow my brains out. Would I take my child? Yes. You know, I would suffer through it. I'd have the fucking Minnie Mouse ears on. But as a grown adult wanting to go by myself, absolutely not. I know people watching TV shows with their kids, like, oh, Bluey's actually really good. Let me tell you something. Every fucking TV show I've put on for Eddie, I don't take in a second of it. People are like, oh, Bluey actually gives you quite a pretty good life lesson. Does it? I'm not taking it in. I go, do you want to watch Bluey? Sweet. Straight on the fucking phone. What's going on in the world of noncery? And then, of course, Twitter's, you know, it's fucking nuts. You know, they'll show that some lunatic has found a video of some like BDSM-y fucking torture porn where like someone who looked like Jeffrey Epstein was like pouring hot wax on a fucking. Or no, it wasn't pouring hot wax. It was actually, you know, there was a girl like fucking tied like this, and some guy was who looked like Epstein was fucking using like a magnifying glass to like burn them a wee bit. And you're and someone was like, "Oh, this is footage from the island or whatever." And you're like, "Oh my god, what sort of fucking sick shit are they getting up to?" And then underneath it, because Twitter explains things now, they're like, "Oh, this was taken from some sort of fucking torture porn video in the 90s." And you're like, "Oh, thank god. Oh, thank god. Thank god for that. Thank god that it wasn't real." I mean, even in those circumstances, you're like, in what ropey scenario does that happen? You know, in what ropey scenario is someone going, "Yeah, man, we're going to shoot a wee bit of erotica. Do you want to come round to the house?" "Are you joking? We're tying you up and burning you with a fucking magnifying glass." Demented. Unless you really wanted it, you know, imagine me saying that. Unless you're the girl in the shot who really wants to be burnt with a magnifying glass. Mental. You know, it's like, it's that old, you know, those memes that go around and it's like, you know, there's no point in being motivated. You know, look at how motivated Hitler was. You know, stay in bed. That's what they're telling you. Don't be a motivated guy. You end up being like Epstein. You know, having your own island and being like, "Do you want to come, boys? Anyone famous want to come over here and I'll film you secretly and then we can hold that over your head for the rest of the time and you can just keep filtering the money in." It's so stressful, isn't it? It's so stressful. I mean, thank God, you know, me and Aaron McCann have jokes and stuff, like, but, you know, thank fuck we're the type of guys where we're like, you know, if... This is what happens when you leave me by myself in the fucking garage here. If I was an aunt, it's the evil behind it, you know what I mean? I'd be sitting in the darkness. I'd be one of those nonces where I'd be like, you know, Epstein would be like, "This is your 15-year-old that you can have today." You know, and you'd fucking have a few cocktails and a chat, and I'd be back in the back with Prince Andrew being like, "Dang, she really likes me." Oh, God. Just imagine, like, Prince Andrew all sitting around being like, "Man, I just don't know if she actually likes me or if she's just kind of playing along. Because her life is at risk on this island." Oh, if you didn't laugh, you'd fucking lose your mind. But anyway, who else was on the flight logs? Let's find out. Let me see. There was all sorts of weird people. Epstein, flight logs. I mean, is there like summarized? Summary? There we go. These old flight logs revealing the former president Bill Clinton and Donald Trump flew in Epstein's Lolita Express have resurfaced on social media. Okay, Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs resurface. Lolita Express. I mean, rank. Bill Clinton to be identified as John Doe 36. That's when he was doing his SoundCloud rapping. "I'm John Doe 36. Clinton mentioned over 50 times. I mean, imagine like, you know, there was like a fucking... If that was anywhere. If that was like a strip club and they're like, "You've been in there 50 times. It's like, "What, they do a good steak, man. He's going there all the time for steak. Where's the summary? I mean, why can't I just find this motherfucking list? Let me go to images. Someone's probably just put it in a fucking image. Robert De Niro said that was fake. Baldwin. I mean, these are all the famous people. I'm just Angelina Jolie. Okay. Jesus, that would have been like a yard sale for Angelina Jolie. He's like, "Before I chuck any of these kids in the sea, do you want any of them? Since you've got a whole fucking, you got like a rescue center at your house." Oh, forgive me. Beyonce, Jesus, she might have been just doing a concert. Who knows? Clinton, Gates, Bob Saget. Oh, stop. Oh, stop with the Saget. Again, might have been doing a show. Celine Dion, again, might have been doing a show. You know, these people, some of these people are like, you know, when you're dealing with these super, super rich and they're like, listen, we're having a dinner. Like, do you ever watch that fucking show, what was it, Super Sweet 16, when you get somebody, you know, wee rich kid, and they're like, I want Soulja Boy at my fucking thing. Everyone has a price, you know what I mean? If someone said to Beyonce, do you want to fly to an island, 5-star treatment, flights and accommodation covered, dinner, free dinner. It's just like, I don't know, it wouldn't be that sort of thing I'm into. And just like, 50 million? And she's like, that is crazy in love. Yeah, I'll go. Chelsea Handler, she's a fucking bitch anyway. Chrissy Teigen, you know, she's had her rumors. Courtney Cox, Courtney Love. Oh my God. Demi Moore. I mean, it's basically it. You name it. You name it, they've all been over there. Jim Carrey. Ugh, stop. Joe Biden. Joe Biden didn't know where the fuck he was. Heidi Klum. I mean, if you think about like famous people, famous, you know, artists and whatever, a lot of them are just kind of told, maybe like, there's like a party on or the thing. Do you want to go? Sure. I don't know how much. This is where I draw the line if I'm the investigator. If you've been once, probably just there for something, you know, probably they're just there for like some event. If you've been on it fucking 50 times plus, nonce. Steven Tyler, and I don't want to miss a thing, even if you're 14. Yeah, Sarah Silverman, you know, I mean, pretty much any elite Jew you can think about that. The Jews are fucking in the middle of it at the minute, aren't they? Shout out to any Jews in Northern Ireland, of which I'm sure there are 7. But yeah, the Jews are getting in shit at the minute, aren't they? You know, they're in bad form. They're over there in Israel committing an ethnic cleansing, and which makes it sound quite nice. You know, it is essentially a genocide, you know what I mean? You know, I'm not one of these people who's massively, you know, big activist about it. But come on now. You can't be just snipering a woman who's walking along with her kid. You know what I mean? If America weren't fucking balls deep in Israel and giving them all money, you know, that's the type of scenario they'd see and be like, we better go in and sort this out for 20 years and then leave. And it'd be the same, but you know, it would inspire them to go in. But because they're sort of on their side, they're kind of like, listen, we will follow, you know, we will support you to the bitter end, which is just, I mean, it's just like all the bullies in the world together, fucking just murdering people. You know, so they're getting a bad rap, and then people are going like, do you know what, those Israelis are acting like a bunch of cunts, and people are going like, are you being anti-Semitic? And you're like, well, I don't really give a fuck what religion they are, but they happen to be doing a lot of genocide. And I know they've had tough times themselves, but, you know, do you really want to be doing that? And they're like, no, we absolutely must own this small strip of dusty shithole, please, and rid the land of all the people on it. We need it. We need that wee fucking sandy dump that's now basically a pile of rubble. We need it, and we'll kill babies. We will. We'll kill fucking babies. We don't give a shit. And then, again, the conspiracy hat goes back on. I don't know why I'm putting the conspiracy hat on, but if I had one, I'd be putting it on. They just seem to be digging up all the dirt on all the Jews going. You know, you got the Jews, the Jewish people coming out of the ground there in New York. Like, what, you know, as if As if, you know, their reputation wasn't bad enough at the minute. They're like, these people, are they sneaky? I mean, do I sound anti-Semitic? I don't care. You know, you're like, okay, it's possessed by the devil, that machine. Epstein list and aliens in Miami isn't ever the craziest conspiracy. Isn't even the craziest conspiracy of 2004. Last night in NYPD, discovered a secret underground tunnel beneath Hasidic World headquarters in Crown Heights, New York. A clash broke out when a cement truck arrived to fill the underground hole. Fucking hell, bro. Imagine seeing a Jewish man crawl out from a secret underground tunnel, not having your phone to record it, and trying to tell people without sounding like Kanye. That's from that Grand Wizard. Okay, okay. The Jews are attacking my roadcaster. But yeah, I mean, if you had your suspicions about them before, you know, when you see these Hasidic Jew lads just coming out of the fucking floor, you're like, what is... No, seriously. What is wrong with this machine? They're all going off, like... Road, sort your shit out. For fuck's sake, we're on our fucking fifth roadcaster here, none of it works. Yeah, right enough, that is funny. Try not to sound like Kanye. I mean, what the fuck are they doing on there? And it is funny to think that, like, you know, an actual war in the Middle East, America are like, let's pump a load of money that direction and support them, and, you know, whatever it costs, you know, we're behind you. And then they're like in New York City, and they're like, you know, these Jews are doing secret activities in tunnels under a thing, and they're like, fill it up with fucking cement, pour the fucking cement down there, and just fucking kill them all. Oh, Jesus. I don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? I do not know what the fuck I'm talking about at all. But, I mean, 2024 is off to some start. I was listening to Joe Rogan once, like, towards the end of the year, and Tim Kennedy was on it, and he was, like, talking about all these wars, and, you know, he still goes and does all these tours and stuff, because he used to be, a US Ranger type guy. And like an army ranger or something. And he's like deadly serious. He goes, yeah, we're in for a rough year. We're in for a rough year. And I was like, come on now, Tim. Give me that bat. And then we're on the 11th. We're on the 11th of January. I hadn't even got a podcast out. And there's fucking Jews coming out of tunnels. Hawking is fucking making midgets do maths. I mean, so what? This is what happens when you give nerds power. You know, he could have been like, I would like just 12 oiled up, suspiciously aged chicks to be rubbing all over what's left of my body. But instead he's like, make them do maths and I will be laughing away, ha ha ha. Because she can't even reach top of the board because she is a dwarf. You know? She is a tiny dwarf, cannot reach the top of the board, and also stupid, can't solve maths problems. Ha ha ha. Imagine that was really just making him squirt. Like the guy's just in a seat being like, I am so turned on right now. She cannot solve the equation. And he's just nutting into his fucking wee suit pants. Hawking, top shagger, cheating on his wife. All that shit, you know. She can't reach the top of the board. Spaff, 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 spaff. Hey, Hawkins is the only guy. Hawking? I keep fucking his name up. Hawking is the only guy, you know, that would write boobs on a calculator and turn it upside down and be like, oh, yeah. I like boobs. Digital maths boobs. A bust. Yeah. Guys watching Countdown. Solve the problem. Oh, yeah. Rachel is our name. Bust. 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 I mean, he might have been dead, you know, before she came around on Countdown. Maybe he was more of a Vorderman guy. In which case, double bust. It's fucking roadcaster, bro! Scrap! oh my goodness, I have to do my self-assessment tax return, crunching numbers. How can I complete without busting so much? The only thing that would make me hornier is if this girl could not reach the equation and was struggling. Nut. Ejaculate. That's more Dalek, isn't it? Try and... I want you to solve this equation. No, oh, she can't reach. Ejaculate. Oh, fuck. Unbelievable. Oh, Jesus. Where else would you get it? I'm telling you, I've lost the run of myself. Anyway, we got off to a rough start there. So yeah, it's the 11th of January. I do apologize for not having a podcast out sooner. Do you know what? I wish I could come on and tell you. Do you know what? I just took some time with my family and enjoyed the Christmas break. I didn't. I was busy as fuck. By the way, I do also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to everyone who came out to any of the gigs we did at Christmas. It was busy and I was kind of caught up in it. And then I had a meeting with my, what would he be? Booker, agent, and manager? I don't know. And he was like, 4 sold out shows in December in the Limelight. Fantastic. And I went, oh yeah. I went, that is fucking fantastic. But I was too caught up in the moment. I was too busy doing it to stop and go, that's fucking a load of people coming out to see gigs. That's great. I wanted to, basically, you know, what happens is sort of back early last year, you know, you plan the year and what gigs you want to do. And I'd held over like 2 gigs at the Limelight, 28th and 29th. And then as December approached, he was like, what are you going to do with these dates? You know, are you doing a podcast or do you know what you're doing? And I was like, oh shit, I forgot about those. So I decided to film my set, which I've been doing on tour. It'll be the same show that I'm doing on my Irish tour while simultaneously writing a new tour. So when I'm down south doing those shows, they'll be the last shows of that sort of tour of that show. And then I will put out the special from that. And I also have a special ready to go. Not ready to go. Trying to get some footage so I can do some intros for it. But that'll be out soon. But did those gigs. They sold out. We added another one on the 19th. So I had 3 special recordings basically where I had to choose one outfit that I was going to be happy with seeing on screen. And I'll tell you what, I've never been under more pressure in my life. You know, I was like, what the fuck do I wear? Got these jeans, got this green camo shirt. And then I was like, what shoes do I wear? And I brought shoes with me. And then I panicked and went to fucking JD and bought new shoes. Shoes that I'd never wear. And I put them on. And then I was like, you know, sitting looking at myself in the mirror before the show going like, I don't even dress like this. The fuck am I wearing? But I'd already worn it once. So I was like, I may as well wear it the other fucking 3 times. So I look like I look like a knobhead. Like, but I didn't want to just go, you know, combat trousers and black sweatshirt like I do every other fucking day. So yeah, I looked like a bit of a lunatic. However, cheers to anyone who came out. Hopefully you had a good time. We had great shows there. We had a Bomb Squad live on the 2nd of January, which again, booked it thinking that's a great time. People will still be off. But then of course, you know, McCann still, he's still doing fucking vape shop business. Everyone's away. We basically had, if you're at that podcast and you enjoyed it, we put it together that day. And by we, I mean me. Mental. But we had a great time. It was a great year. You know, you start to, not that it matters, but the new year is an excuse to sort of evaluate things and go, how would you like to move forward? And, you know, looking back in the year, I was very busy, but I didn't do much. I went on holiday with my family for 1 week. But other than that, just gigging like mad, podcasting like mad. You know, it wasn't one of those end of the year fucking highlight videos where you'd been to like fucking 7 countries and all that shit. It was just the real highlight of the year would just be me in the car, like filling it up with fuel, getting in the car, turning up. I haven't eaten yet. Let me eat something. Let me go on stage. Driving home. motherfucker. It was just, that was the real highlight of the year. It was, if it was making a real one. So the new year, you know, I'm like, let's delegate a bit of work. Let's have people do other things. And let's have some more fun, my guys. You know, people are like, how was your Christmas? And I was like, I gigged and I gigged and I gigged. And then someone slid a dinner with turkey on it in front of me. And I ate it. And then I fell asleep. And then I was gigging, gigging, gigging. That was it. So this year, on the agenda, fun. Let's do a lot more fun. We're going, you know, there's going to be a bit of a process here of handing a bit of work off. And then after that, I'm going everywhere. I swear to God. We're trying to organize gigs to Australia. We're trying to organize gigs in America. America! So we'll be doing all that. It'll be great fun. So I look forward to it. And thanks to anyone who has supported the podcast or come out to a gig. Hopefully you've had good crack. You know, if it means anything to you, it's killing me. You know, I really care about it. You know, I really want to be really good at stand up. I do it a lot. I write a lot. You know, did a show there, went on tour, filmed it. That's going to come out. Got another special, and then I'm left with nothing. And then I got to fucking write it again. And if you come see me in fucking the autumn time, it'll be a new show. You know, the guy works hard. The Roadcaster does not work, however. But the last couple of weeks have been nuts. You know, just the house is in bits. Unbelievable. Still has, I mean, people are probably sick to death me talking about getting a goddamn extension in the house. It's a fucking nightmare. Could have moved house easier. Absolute fucking disaster. You know, just workmen in the house, dirt everywhere. And the end is in sight now, so now we've completely given up. We were trying to tidy things and keep things in line as the work was happening. And now that we know the kitchen might be done the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're like, I don't give a fuck anymore. You know, just taking tea bags out of cups and just flinging them at the wall. Fuck it, the room's fucked anyway. You know, we've got a little side room that we're using as a temporary kitchen. See, now you're just like, fucking whatever. You need to clean the table? Just scrape all the shit onto the carpet. Who gives a fuck? We're going to have to empty this room and redo it anyway at some point. So no fucks are given. And then, you know, you might have heard me mention Maureen got in a car crash, wrecked our car. The other people wrecked our car, son of a bitches. So yeah, I've been trying to get a new car, which again, stressful. Stressful. But I didn't understand how lax places were. You know, I actually bought a car. I'm picking it up tomorrow. And I'll also, would you hear this? I bought an old car. You know, I got a fucking, the car's like 9 years old. Because I was fucking driving a load of these modern cars. And I don't know, if there's any car people out there can explain to me what the fuck's going on. You're getting in a car and, you know, you get in some used car and they're like, oh, this is 2019 and all. And you're like, oh, it's pretty, got a load of fancy shit compared to any car I've ever had. And then you drive off in it and you go, oh, they've done all the work apart from, like, put a good engine in it that feels good. You know what, even, I was so sick of fucking getting cars fixed. I was like, do you know what I'm getting? I'm going full-blown culty mode. I'm going to get a Land Cruiser. I'm going to get a fucking bomb-proof Land Cruiser. And I'm going to get a new one or a pretty fresh one. And I'm going to be the cunt putting all the miles on it. I'm going to have this Jeep forever. And it's going to be robust. And it's just never going to break down. So I go to fucking Toyota. And shout out to our boy that gave me some advice to Toyota. Nice place. Nice guys. Treated very well. It was nice. And he's like, we've got a bunch of Land Cruisers out there. And I was like, they look nice, man. They look nice sitting there. All parked up in a row. Of course, the black one looks the best by a mile, but, you know, he's like, this silver one here, brand new. Now, I don't know what the fuck they're doing with cars these days, but, like, I was like, man, it looks so impressive. Got into it. Oh, comfortable, spacious. That good Japanese build. Everything's solid. You know, the fucking indicator stick is like a big fucking dildo. I'm like, this is great. And then I drove off in it, and I was like, what is under there? A lawnmower? I'm in this absolute tank and I like pull out in the road and it's like I guess we wouldn't pull the fucking skin off a button. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe it's just not that type of car. But I was the boner. My dick was hard, and then it just quickly went soft. And I went, this is bullshit. And then I go to this other car dealer, and I'm like fucking driving all these sort of modern cars. And I'm like, what the fuck are they doing to these cars? Like, they all feel like shit. And then just before I left, I was like, there's the car that we had, you know? And I was like, you know, I like that car. Nippy, fast, powerful, comfortable. I'm like, have you the key to that there? And by the way, if you pull up in a Jeep, they just kind of go, what do you want to see? And the guy just handed me like four keys. He's like, fuck it, tear away. Tear away. I could have just got in the car and just never came back. He's like, go ahead, fucking. Take it wherever you want. Take it up to Port Rush there. Go ahead. And the last car and the thing, I was like, let's go with that. Turned it on. Mileage. This is an old car. Like, this is 9 years old. Bugger all miles on it. And I went, this is clean as a whistle. Some old doll has had this, you know? And I was like, this is fucking great. Took it for a drive and was like, now we're talking. This feels like, you know, the sort of car that I like and used to have. So your boy ended up buying the same fucking car that I had, basically. Only a way cleaner, lower mileage version. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at. You know what you like. And what I like is good fucking Nazi engineering. I'm a Mercedes guy. And that sounds fancy, but you know, if you shop right, you can get yourself a Mercedes. Anyone out there with a provisional, get a Mercedes, man. Shop about. You know what I mean? Get yourself a nice C-Class with fucking 100,000 miles on it. That's what you want. Don't be getting in these fucking Seats and all that shit. Get a Mercedes. You know? Oh, Jesus. I jump in that fucking... That's me, fucking... Me and the Toyota, I'm not really feeling it, you know, hopping a 9-year-old Mercedes. Skirt, skirt. I don't know, so I'm picking it up on Friday. I'm enjoying it. It's going to be great. New car on deck. So yeah, that's what's been going on in my life. Other than that, I'm fucking podcasting like a motherfucker. Doing a lot of bomb squads as well, you know. This is what is annoying about being busy. You know, Niall was like, can we record on a Tuesday instead of a Thursday? Because I'm going to Rome this weekend. And immediately I'm like, oh, we're working. That must be nice. I'm working around other people's schedules now. People should be going, Colin, can we record a podcast this week? And I'm like, I'm in Dubai, suck my fucking dick, and then it's take off into the desert and in a Nissan Patrol. But, yeah, busy. Just recording and fucking, I mean, so, see this whole, like, defat bastardization thing that me and Aaron were supposed to be doing? And, you know, you hear all these quotes like, nothing changes if nothing changes. My lifestyle wasn't changing, therefore I couldn't fucking do anything about it. But that's what we're changing this year. I'm getting rid of my lifestyle and I'm changing it. Because we're just in a fucking loop of us recording podcasts and then me and Aaron going, you know, we've worked hard today. You know, you got out of bed, you got into the car, you drove down, picked him up, you drove to Belfast for an hour, you sat for 3 hours recording, you know, your step count is at about 17 steps that day. And you go, should we celebrate by having a 12-course meal at Lee Garden and Botanic? Sure. And we went in and it was completely empty. And, you know, I don't know if the Chinese people in there are some a bit racist. Because, you know, what I would, like, if you were in any other shop, they'd be like, oh, here's these two again. It's happened in a few places. Oh, what's up, guys? Back again. Oh, how's it going? Sushi, fourth time today. You know, you go in there and they're just like, you know, more fat white people. And you're like, come on, get us a bit of something. We're in here all the time. Like, and they're like, I don't remember. You're just another fat white cunt. Do you know what we had? Do you know what we had in one sitting? Two hot and sour soups, half a duck, which on the way home, it came out, they chopped the duck up. It was a lot of duck. And I said to Aaron, probably could have done without that duck. And he said that. And then I said, listen, man, I didn't know what half a duck looked like. And then he laughed and he said, bro, if I was stoned, I'd absolutely piss myself at what you just said there. And I was like, you know what I mean? I didn't know if it was the top end of the duck or the bottom end. We had a laugh, you know. But it was a lot of duck. It was a lot of duck. And then, you know, he got a char siu fried rice, which was an absolute mound. I got a special chow mein, which is all of the meats and prawns. And then I was like, oh, you need some, you know, as Phil Taggart said when he was on my podcast, you need some sort of wet. So I was like, we need a bit of wet with us. So we got satay prawn curry for a bit of wet. And she said the same thing that she says all the time, which is, that's three mains then? And I went, yeah, that's three mains. She goes, fair enough. You also get a side with the satay prawns. And I went, well, do you know what? We've got the rice and the noodles covered. We might as well get a chip. And we got chips. And Chinese people, good at chips? Not really. But McCain's. But we got it anyway. And the two of us, I could even see. My vision was closing in. And he was like, oh. He's like, God. He's off the vapes. So he's replaced it with just Chinese food now. He's like, oh, it's, you know, getting all cozy in the car. And I was like, see, the joys of not being able to drive. Because can you imagine recording all day, being a bit mentally fatigued, eating seven rounds of Chinese, and then having to drive for an hour? But he just gets the kick back and be like, I'll just enjoy this hour-long lift to the bus, and then I'll get on another bus for another hour. And me sitting there like... like breathing like a pug with satay prawns coming back up my throat. Fat cunt. Anyway, not the life of a professional boxer that I would like, to be honest with you. But we're getting this new car and we'll maybe up the boxing classes every week. You know? Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm at the stage with the boxing now where I go once a week and it keeps progressively getting harder. And, you know, there are some moments in the when I'm doing the boxing, you know, where I'm throwing a combo and then Conrad, who's coaching me, he's like, another one, just do another one. You know, and you're just at the end of the round doing like, you know, 12 to 15 reps of the same combo at full clip. Absolutely fucked. And then he's like, now we'll do a bit of conditioning. And I'm like, conditioning? What do you think that was? I'm absolutely fucked. And then he does some, like, you know, CrossFit style finisher where you're just like, right, one of those, you know, when they try and like make it like exciting where they go, right, you're doing 40 seconds flat out and that, and then 40 seconds off, and then 40 seconds on this, and then 30 seconds, and then 30 off, and then 30, and then when you're done with that, do 10 calories on the fucking bike, and then we'll do it again. And you're just like, okay. Or do I just jam my fingers down my throat and barf now to save us both a bit of time? Oh, you want me to do all that, or just fucking there we go, I threw up. Is that what you wanted, son of a bitch? I mean, sometimes you are, you know, you're doing that fiery, deep breathing where you're like, and I do think to myself, this is a charity boxing match we're supposed to be doing for charity. Comedians doing charity boxing. Can I not just go in and get my fuck kicked in, please? Would that not be fine? Oh, but anyway, it's good times. What other stuff did I want to talk about? What other noises have we got on here? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The big story in the comedy world, obviously, was Cat Williams absolutely going off on one. on that Shay Shay fucking podcast. Bro, I love Cat Williams. He's the best type of person, which is just, you know, I'm a Kanye fan too. You know, he's just one of those guys where he's like a bit crazy. And some of the stuff he says is, you know, very wise and whatever. And then other bits are just like, what? He's so funny. Like, let me see. What's this? Let me see. What's this clip here? Let me see.
Go out and get you some white friends. Get you some white motherfucking friends. You ain't got to sleep with them, but you going to need them motherfuckers. If you go to jail and call your nigga friends, these motherfuckers will interrogate you more than the goddamn police did. They had your ass on the phone. Where the fuck was you at? What the fuck was you doing? Why the fuck you ain't call me? Not your white friends. Them motherfuckers will be there by the time you hang up the phone, and they'll be madder than you. Just what the fuck did he do? Murder, murdered who? Look, I fucking known him for 2 weeks. He wouldn't fucking do something like that. Gotta love. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed.
Do you have any idea who shot Shug?
I'm pretty sure Shug knows who shot Shug.
Look, okay, first I went on Facebook.
Fast food is getting more aggressive. Taco Bell done started trying to trap niggas. I gotta go all around the country warning my people to beware. They made a taco out of chicken meat. We got to draw the line. No, Taco Bell. No. We don't stop them now, they'll have chitlin' chimichangas and hog maw nachos. No. We don't want no cornbread churro. Make them regular. Fast food.
It's just, he's just one of those guys.
I need to explain to you that it's...
This place, the food was like...
And that's Karen Bartlett.
Service.
What I love there is, you know, people always draw up these little charts and they're like, what makes comedy funny? You know, is it like the material, you know, the originality, the fucking, the misdirection, the performance, the fucking, you know, if the person is just like likable when they're on stage, their stage presence, all that shit. And it's like, see when it all comes together and you got like a Cat Williams, it's fucking it's unstoppable. The guy's, well, first of all, the guy's nuts. But, you know, when you see someone up there just like, fully going for it, like high energy. You know, you see all those specials, like the Pimp Chronicles thing where he just comes out like, every day I'm hustling, like putting a bit of fucking goddamn showmanship into it. And people just, and then, you know, the big thing in that interview was he was talking about Steve Harvey and he was shitting on him going like, oh, that Kings of Comedy tour was supposed to be Steve Harvey's headline tour, and then Bernie Mac was sort of standout favorite, and then they changed the name of it to Kings of Comedy so that, you know, they could be like, oh, it's all of us, all the guys that are good, even though, you know, Bernie Mac was absolutely smashing it. And again, it's like, why? And it's just like, it's the fucking energy, isn't it? You know, you got Steve Harvey out there like, talking shit, and then Bernie Mac comes out and he's like, fucking, I don't have sex no more. I'm nothing but 40 pumps. just more energy, more aggressive, just funnier. Just way better. Just the performance is better. Let me see. Where's the fucking Bernie Mac? Big Bernie Mac fan. And of course, you know that.
I'm tired. You can't keep doing the same thing. Ain't your body changed? I'm 42, but I'm in good shape. But I'm tired. My body weary. I can't, you know, I'm sick of sex. Why every time I come, I'm sick of fucking. No, I don't know about you. I ain't gonna bullshit. I can't do it like I used to. I used to be good. I ain't good like that no more. My shit is quick, fast. My wife gonna tell me, I'm gonna get a young man. Go get the motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Go get him. And I'll watch. That's why I watch. You're gonna kill me, man.
Just full arena in the fucking eating out of his hand, like.
It don't take all night to fuck all night, 45 minutes. We're fucking for 45 minutes.
Bro, what's he saying? What's he even saying? It doesn't even matter. 45 minutes, I didn't fuck for 45 minutes. What are you saying?
What the fuck am I trying to prove here? It don't take no all night to get no orgasm. 3 minutes. That's all I'm giving you. That's all the fuck I got.
Great stuff. That's all the fuck I got. You know, that there's also that famous clip of the, you know, that Def Jam thing where he's just like, I'm scared of you motherfuckers. Hit it. You know? And the DJ's playing there. I should line that up with fucking John Boy some night. That'd be great, crack. But yeah, and then, you know, one of the favorite videos of mine is Steve Harvey at Bernie Mac's funeral, where he's just like, the guy had to go on last. You just couldn't follow him, you know? Unreal stuff. I got about 40 pumps.
I don't care about you talking about me. Bernie Mac can't fuck. I don't give a fuck. Shit, but I got mine. You better get yours. If you don't bust a nut when I get mine, you fresh out of fucking luck with me.
Cry go mad. And that's the beauty of comedy, you know what I mean? You know, relatable, you know, because he's saying that and the guy's embarrassed and the girls are laughing their heads off and all. Heard Tim Dillon say that one time. He goes, you know, comedy is just reminding people that we're all human. Which, and then even in the moment, he was like, fucking hell, what? You know, like he had a blackout and he was like, did I just make that up? Did I just make that shit up? That's profound. And it is. That's, you know, anytime you get a, and even when jokes are rough as fuck, you know, that's what they're doing. They're just reminding people that we're all human, you know, and that's wonderful, beautiful times. Great stuff. Right, I'm going to get out of here, my guys. I do want to say thanks for coming out to all the gigs in 2023. We've got plenty more in 2024. I'll be working hard. I'm meeting with McCarney today. I think Aaron's coming too, which we say is going to be a writing session. That's what we do. We get together and we go, I've got this bit. Is there any legs in it? And then the other two will go like, give you some suggestions. And sometimes those little writing sessions are frustrating because someone will have a bit and straight away you go, oh, you fucking bastard. And then you end up punching up their bit and you're like, oh, it was a very productive writing session, you know, for you, whoever it may be, Aaron or McCarthy, you know, you're like, you got 20 minutes out of this fucking lunch meeting here. But that is the problem. We are meeting for lunch. So I dare say there'll be a lot of sandwiches put away. And it'll basically be me and McCarney eating like normal humans while Aaron McCann eats like he's just out of a prisoner of war camp. You know, his face is like at the table like this.
Face is at the table.
So he only has to move, you know, the sandwich like half an inch into his mouth. He's an animal. It's going to be a long day. But that's what I'm away to do. And yeah, let's do a lot more of this in 2024, my guys. Just chilling, chatting. And yeah, hopefully you've got your fucking your year planned out. You know what you're doing, man. Hopefully it all goes well for you. Hope you're all in good health, etc. And good luck and fuck you guys. I will see you next week. Check out ColinGaz.com for tickets and stuff like that.
Up the
road. Yeah!
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money.